Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The right fielder, Rednan Nunkamp. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Nunkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rednan Nunkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunkamp hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nunkamp for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bagby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. West moves to second. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive towards short. Cronin catches it and throws to second to double up West. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. McNair scores. Desautels moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nonnenkamp hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bagby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Bagby reaches second base with a double. Desautels moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Julio Benetti now pitching. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nonnenkamp moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nonnenkamp scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Ed Cole now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick scores. Fox moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bagby hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Doerr now playing second base. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mills hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bagby, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. West hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.